Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you. That 4:30 thunder woke me up, but I'll tell you, it is so 79 degrees at midday. Wow. After the summer from you know where. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. My buddy John, engineering and producing. Together we do welcome you to the program. It's Tuesday, the 12th of September, 2023, in the Green Things Zilkalo Village Studio, 1030 KVOI, where we are live and local, a lot of local news talk right here on KVOI. We have our website, buckmastershow.com. That's the place you can listen to the program live and also hear all of our podcasts going back 12 and a half years. For our telephone interviews, the live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Today we resume our bi-monthly interview series presented by Pima Community College. It's a series that introduces our listeners to the dedicated educators and supporters of Pima Community College. With us on the live line, Rafael Rojas Reyes, Military and Veteran Services Director at PCC. Rafael, how are you?
I'm doing great today. Thanks for having me on, Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. You've got some good news to share with our listeners. What's going on about this military-friendly school?
Yes, so Pima was recently luckily able to be recognized as a military-friendly gold rank, which is top 250 schools that apply for this designation, as well as military spouse-friendly top 10. So we're very proud and very excited of what we're able to do as an institution for our military members and their families, and we're just, you know, excited to be able to provide such quality service and care to them.
Let's take a little deeper dive into this military-friendly. What are some of the methodology, and what do they look at before they make that designation?
So the military-friendly ratings are assessed through the evaluation of both public information about the institution as well as proprietary data gathered through their survey. The surveys are weighted based on categories such as academic policies and compliance, military student support and retention, as well as graduation rates. We must also be in good standing of three or more federal programs such as the Yellow Ribbon Education Enhancement Program, the VA's Principles of Excellence, or Armed Forces Tuition Assistance Funding.
So what does Pima offer to our military friends and veterans? What are some of the things that, Rafael, that you want to highlight with our listeners?
So, Bill, I'd really like to highlight something that we're very proud of at Pima Community College is, you know, we have five campuses spread all throughout the city. And we have a veteran center or veteran space at every one of our campuses throughout the city. Now, these veteran center or spaces, the veteran center is at our downtown campus. It's a little bit bigger than all the rest of the spaces. It has a small kitchenette, a very nice little conference room for our students. So it's just a little bit bigger than the areas that we have at our other campuses. Now, these locations serve as outreach centers for our students. They provide a venue for veteran-serving organizations to come in and offer their services to our students. They help to promote our student-veteran interaction, and they also provide free amenities to our students as well, such as snacks, waters, and free printing, which at the college level, you got to do a lot of printing. It's something that our students appreciate very much.
So you've got go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No problem. In addition, at every campus, we also have a veteran advisor with these veteran spaces. They're there to advise, assist, and enroll military-connected students into Pima Community College. They can answer veteran VA education benefit questions. They're also aided by their team of VA federal work studies to provide even more support and assistance to incoming veterans or dependents. And they serve as our first point of contact for the department and the college for many student veterans that come into the college. Finally, if I can just...
Go ahead.
But the last thing I would just like to touch is we're very proud of our level of partnerships within the community and the state and the resources that we're able to bring in. We have Leonard Baer and his team of veteran workforce specialists from the Arizona Department of Economic Security that visit our spaces to provide resume writing and interview prep. We started a new partnership with Emily Cathy from Hughes Federal Credit Union to provide free financial literacy seminars for our students. Mike Dyer and the Military Order of the Purple Heart, the Fort Laurel Chapter 442, has been a key partner for our department for years now, and we can always count on them to help a veteran in need. And finally, I'd like to give a shout out to the Pima County Veteran Workforce Center and David Balderrama and his team, as well as Ignacio Reyes and the Tucson Vet Center over on Broadway and Tucson Boulevard for everything that they do for our students. You know, they're always there for when we need them. If we have student veterans in need, they're always able to take in our students and help provide them the care that they need.
So are your programs geared to mainly to veterans, or what about active duty, say, people over at Davis-Month and the people who are currently in the military?
So we serve all types of the military-connected family, the active duty member, the veteran, as well as their dependents. We touched on Davis-Month, and we have a team over there led by Sheila McBride, with a team of two advisors, as well as a testing center to help get our active duty members clepping, making sure they get their CCAF. So we provide that whole support to, you know, from when they're in the military to once they get out, and their family members.
So people are transitioning out of the military, and maybe they're new veterans and they're trying to figure out what they want to do with their civilian life. It sounds like you have the counseling available, Rafael, there at Pima to kind of point these people in the right direction. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And something else I'd like to kind of highlight is Pima hosts the Veterans Upward Bound program. It's a TRIO funded, Department of Education funded program that's eligible to veterans, and it provides free college prep, and it helps veterans apply to the college of their choice. This is one of only two such programs in the state and one of 65 in the nation. And they're led by program manager Rolando Palomo and his extremely helpful and kind team. So if any veteran is looking to get their feet wet before they fully dive back into their education endeavors, I strongly encourage veterans just looking for, you know, any college assistance, college prep, to reach out to him and his team before they apply to college so they can help them with the process.
What about your own background? Have you served in the military, Rafael? Is that part of your background?
Yes, it is. I was a graduate of the Air Force Academy. I was on active duty for 6 years. I was actually stationed here at Davis-Month, and that's where I met my wife and kind of what kept me around in the community. But yes, I'm very proud of my military service and what I've been able to do in my career.
What are some of the challenges that veterans have that come to you? What are some of the things that you really are most proud that you can help these folks with?
So as veterans, you know, they're a little bit more older than kind of the traditional student. They're more likely to have families and, you know, be able to need to provide for those families. So we do have a number of students that come and ask for, you know, assistance with, you know, rent for the month, or they need a little help getting groceries for the, you know, for the month. We like to do, as I mentioned before, Mike Dyer is extremely helpful to the department. He helps us get kind of holiday cards, you know, during Thanksgiving and Christmas that we can hand out to, you know, those students in need so they can have a little bit more cheery, you know, holiday season with their families. And that's something that is very important to our department.
Is there also counseling available for veterans who are really struggling with perhaps some mental health issues, Rafael?
Yes, there is, absolutely. That's one of the things. We have some resources internally here at Pima, but we also partner with, as I mentioned, Ignacio Reyes and the Tucson Vet Center. They're separated from the VA, so they have much more confidentiality, and they can provide that great quality mental health care to our veterans, and we send students there all the time.
So what if we've got some veterans listening and they're interested about looking at what you have to offer, what would be a good starting place?
A great starting place is to walk on any of our campuses. We have, as I mentioned, that veteran space, a veteran advisor at every campus, and they can help from applying to the college, applying for their VA education benefits, and we can help them all the way through to graduation. So really, it's just if they just take that step onto any one of our campuses, we can get them the help that they're looking for to start their education goals.
Okay, and probably also the website, pima.edu, will help out as well, right?
Absolutely, and we have our Military and Veteran Services Department page on there as well, and it can kind of, and it lists a lot of the things that I mentioned and can help prospective students get started with getting their VA education benefits in order so that they can come in, work with our advisors, get their program together, and they can get started on classes.
Rafael, thank you for your service and what you're doing at Pima. Thanks a lot, and congratulations on the designation of Pima being a military-friendly school, the gold rank, and military spouse-friendly school. Both those honors very well deserved. Rafael Rojas Reyes, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bill, for giving me this platform to talk about what we're doing.
Thanks a lot, Rafael, the Military and Veteran Services Director at Pima Community College. All right, let's talk a little bit about my favorite bakery, Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Mona's is open for breakfast 6:30. Folks are waiting in line. I don't blame them. They want to get in there, get those pastries while they are good and hot, and they want their coffee. Mona'sDanishBakery.com is their website. Check out Mona's not only for breakfast. They're also open for lunch, and Mona's has that really wonderful variety of European-style breads and pastries. Be right back with Shelley Fishman, who says things are steady as she goes on Wall Street. Be right back. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year plan includes roadway, transit, pedestrian, bicycle, and many other transportation improvements across the region. Pima County voters approved the plan in 2006, and the RTA is working with the Citizens Advisory Committee to prepare and present a new draft plan as early as 2023 for public review. Learn more about the process at rtanext.com.
Buckmaster Show listeners know that I'm passionate about travel. When I'm ready to take off on a new adventure, my air travel begins and ends at Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. So remember, to fly local, fly Tucson. Tucson International is nonstop for Tucson. More at flytucson.com.
Thinking about a river cruise? Let Bon Voyage Travel guide you to choose the perfect cruise to complement your vacation dreams. River cruising has become more popular than ever, and we know you have so many options to consider when selecting the destination, cruise line, and ship. At Bon Voyage Travel, we provide a comprehensive presentation on the top tips for river cruises and have a team of specialists to assist you. Visit bvtravel.com and view our River Cruise 101 presentation today.
The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Kate Delaney. Join me tonight for a conversation about what's happening in the world that affects you. Tonight at 10 on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Shelley Fishman is a financial consultant in private practice in Tucson, Arizona. The views expressed during this segment are his own and don't necessarily represent those of this station or of Bill Buckmaster Communications. Contact Shelley through buckmastershow.com or at shelleyfishman.com.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman, who usually gets up early anyway, but Mother Nature was added at about 4:30 when the big thunder boomers.
It was wonderful.
You get up early because going back to your financial days
with
the market
opening.
And
we had a dog with a 4:30 alarm clock.
There you go. So you were up every morning at 4:30.
It was 4:30, and it was, get out of bed and walk me now.
Well, let's hope that things are going to look a little brighter as we approach a deadline with Congress. We do not need any kind of a shutdown in this country.
We do not.
And we don't even need a talk of a shutdown.
And in fact, late last week and yesterday, the markets were showing, were reflecting some hope that a shutdown would be avoided and we'd have some normalcy, even though we probably won't get a new budget, at least the continuing resolution that keeps the government open through the middle of December. That said, our ability to, and I don't like to get into the political thing, but our ability to look a little flaky to the rest of the world is always remarkable. And I think somewhat reluctant markets are showing today is the idea that we just keep on vomiting on our shoes. So let's talk about something else. Let's get off the current market today and look at something, Bill, that from time to time we bring up and talk about, and that's the ads that you see and hear for advisor services, financial advisor services. The good, bad, and the ugly. The question is, first of all, how do I pay for financial services? What's the most appropriate way that I, as an individual or a family, can choose to pay for financial services? Where is the truth and where is the truth that's stretched?
Well, many people won't even touch this subject because they think, well, I can't afford a financial advisor. And they don't understand really how the financial advisor is compensated.
Well, that's right. And the way to find out how a financial advisor is compensated is to ask and sit there until you get an honest answer.
All right.
So the first rule of thumb is don't be intimidated. The second rule of thumb is don't be intimidated. The third rule of thumb is all prices are negotiable. There is no such thing as a financial advisor who will not talk about their price point and make a deal with you so long as it's within the guidelines of their organization. So also, there are ways that if you have the confidence in what you're doing, and I'm not suggesting that do-it-yourself is a good idea in investing, nevertheless, there are several online brokerage houses right now that you can open up accounts, several types of accounts, IRA accounts, Roth accounts, non-qualified investment accounts, where they're free. Mm. There is no charge for your trade. Hmm. You say, how do they do that? And the answer to that question is, I don't know.
Hmm.
But there it is, and it's there for you to take advantage
of. So this is the do-it-yourselfers.
So the doing, if you're not looking for face-to-face advice from an advisor, or if you've got an advisor but you want to take part of your investments and not pay a thing for the stuff that you're controlling yourself, you can do that these days. It's about a year and a half, 2 years old. So that's free. Free is good. Mm-hmm. But free is also do-it-yourself.
Yeah, it's do-it-yourself. So if you don't want to do it yourself, and presumably most people don't, how do the financial advisors then get paid?
So there's at least two ways that financial advisors get paid. One is by charging you a percentage of the total amount of money you have under their management. And that percentage could be as high as 3% or as low as 0.5%. And you say, well, how do you know which is the right answer? You negotiate. But as a guideline, the higher the asset value that you're investing with a firm, the lower the percentage that you can negotiate. So, you know, if you're sitting there and you've got a couple of $100,000 to invest, don't even bother. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get that kind of deal, or if you do, it's not going to be at a very advantageous price. If you're sitting there with more than $500,000, then, you know, you can expect anywhere from 2% down to about 0.5%. Mm-hmm. If you're sitting with more than $4 or $5 million, then you probably already have a financial advisor.
That kind of money for sure.
Yeah, and very often you have a dedicated person who's doing whatever you need done.
But kind of what they call most of us kind mortals, of a senior person that handles your account.
Yeah. Right, exactly. When you meet with a potential advisor, and you should always meet with it at least three, you're going to discuss, how do I pay for this? And the other question that comes up more and more often these days, and it should, are two questions, actually. Are you a CFP?
Mm-hmm.
I'm biased.
Certified financial planner, yes. And you have to get that designation. You can't just buy it.
No, it's like a master's degree with a 10-hour exam.
Yeah.
You don't buy that. And in fact, you pay to upkeep it every year.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make you smarter than the average advisor, but it does ensure your clients that you take a fiduciary responsibility for their financial well-being.
Uh-huh.
It means two things. Number one, you put what's good for the client above what's good for you as an advisor. But we hear now on television ads and we read someplace in print ads that if you're a CFP and acting as a fiduciary, you never sell commission products. That's nonsense. You know, if there are commission products out there that are appropriate for a client, then it is malpractice to not sell them.
Right, right.
Or at least offer them to a client.
Yeah.
Those products run, in several flavors. Most of the time, they are sold by insurance companies. Most of the time, the advisor and the advisor's firm is paid a commission that does not come out of your invested capital. It comes out of the annual or monthly or quarterly charges that you pay for that product. In some cases, you're going to pay one-time fees that do, in fact, you've got to fork over the check. And that's usually financial planning information. So if you want to do a comprehensive financial plan, there are advisors who say, I'm happy to do that for you. It's going to, cost you X number of dollars. You know, the going rate is somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000. For that.
To set up that kind of an extensive plan.
Extensive planning. Mm-hmm. And for some people, it is absolutely worth it.
Hmm.
So lots of choices. These are not decisions you want to make on a spur of the moment.
What if you want to drop a financial advisor and go to somebody else? I mean, you don't want to hurt the feelings.
Why
and
not?
People. Yeah, I don't know.
They're there to have their feelings hurt.
Okay.
They're charging you good money.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not doing the job for you, by all means, mm-hmm. come to Jesus meetings with
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not able to satisfy your needs, then you have a responsibility to yourself and your family to take your business elsewhere. And I've heard one advertisement from an investment firm, a national investment firm, that says that's why most of our clients come from other investment advisors.
Oh, yeah.
Well, where else are they going to come from?
Right, right.
So you know, you get your intelligence questioned, by print ads, by radio and TV ads, and that. You know, I sit there as a professional and I go, you know, that is really ticking me off. Nevertheless, there are things that you should know and keep in mind. And as we started this, number one, all pricing is negotiable. And number two, don't be intimidated. And if you keep those things in mind and you sit there as an adult working with hopefully an independent or even somebody who's, you know, associated with a company that produces product like an insurance company, but that might do investments, you can get a good deal and you can get good advice, but it doesn't come automatically. You have to ask for it.
Okay, Shelley Fishman, always a pleasure. Thank you, Shel. We'll see you a week from today.
You bet. Stay out of the rain.
There you go. Shelley Fishman, and we'll have the mayor coming up. Mayor Regina Romero will be joining us after the break. Let's take the break. It's Buckmaster in the Green Thing, Zocalo Village Studios, on a rainy Tuesday afternoon. Be right back.
Dine-in or take-out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com. For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rieto River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Perfect day to go over to Green Things because all of the green things have been watered. Nature gave a very nice and not that really heavy monsoon, but more of a Seattle kind of rain happening here in Tucson. I always relish these kinds of days. They are very unusual. We usually get one or two during our summer thunderstorm season, other than the fact that a big thunderstorm woke me up at 4:30, but I had to get up anyway to take care of the cat. So why not? Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Their website, greenthingsaz.com, and their sister business, if you're looking for Talavera pottery, they have the most incredible collection. I think it's the largest collection in Arizona at Zocalo Village, which is their sister business on site over there on East River Road at Green Things. Our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Let's go now in studio, Rahina Romero, the mayor of the city of Tucson, the first woman and first person of Mexican descent to hold the office of mayor in the city of Tucson since, well, the 1870s. She was elected in 2019. She is standing for another four-year term this year. Mayor Romero, how are you?
Hi, Bill. Good to see you. Thank you so much for having me in your studio, and it's wonderful to see you working.
I am working.
And my heart and prayers go out to you. I'm glad that you're back at the studio.
Somehow I take one foot in front of the other.
Yes, absolutely.
And meet the new day head on, and we'll see what happens in this. I like to call this as chapter three of the Bill Buckmaster story. Up until 1967, it was Bill. And then after Ann and I met, dated off and on for 5 years, but then it was Bill and Ann. Ah, it was all about Bill and Ann.
For 51 years.
51 years of marriage, knowing Beautiful. Each other for 55, 56 years.
Beautiful.
So now it's chapter three, and we'll see where it takes us. But I want to say, and I've said it before, the radio show, it puts me in a different place. It's kind of the only normal thing behind this microphone really that is still the same in my life. And I need a little sameness now.
And I and your audience are rooting you on and
so
happy
many
to have you
beautiful
back.
People have been just so supportive. And social media takes a lot of knocks, but in a case like I've been very transparent about what's been going on in my life with Ann, and people have really rallied and they have been so supportive. Others that are going through perhaps grief or maybe at the same time, but they've had bad situations that they've had to work through, and there's been really good advice for me.
Well, and people really care about you and Anne and your story and what you contribute to our city. You deliver news and information every day and in an unbiased and professional manner.
Thank you.
And I and your audience really, we're here. We're here. We care about what you're going through. Some of us have gone through, not the same, similar situations.
Yeah.
I lost my dad more than 6 years ago, and it's painful to lose a loved one. So we're here for you, and I know that you're here for us, and having you in the studio makes a difference for all of us. I know it makes a difference for you.
And Ann was just such an amazing person. I mean, an executive at Raytheon, and what a career. She started off buying children's and infant wear at Goldwater's department store in the late 60s, and then wound up her career on special projects and buying multi-million dollar parts for Raytheon. She had an amazing career, and I know at our celebration or on our funeral on October 14th, there'll be a lot of Raytheon people that will be there. And then going back, a lot of her sorority sisters from the Chi Omega sorority at the University of Arizona, they want to honor Anne, too, from the good old days when Anne and I first met at the University of Arizona. But there is a lot there. I've said it before, Mayor, it's a storybook relationship, and that didn't really have any issues until June with the terminal cancer diagnosis, pretty much out of the blue, and then it was 10 weeks.
Wow.
But the good news is we were together right until the end. So.
And you're very lucky.
Very lucky.
Hopefully the beautiful memories that you have of her will help you through this difficult time.
All right, let's talk a little business. You were pretty much right out front after being elected. Tucson's on the front lines of this whole climate change situation. And really, when I think back, one of your first kind of acts as mayor, first major act, had to do with climate.
Yeah. I ran in 2019 with a very strong plank on climate change and climate action and what cities can and should do to be able to play a role in creating resilient cities. And so we came out of the chute actually in January and February of 2020, just recently elected and before the pandemic. We, mayor and council, I presented the idea. We said we're going to put together a climate action plan, and we defined what we wanted to do, and pushed out our Million Trees initiative by 2030, hired our first ever urban forestry manager for the city of Tucson in September of 2020. I declared a climate emergency. It was unanimously approved by my colleagues. And we said, these are all the steps we're going to take to become a resilient city.
One of the first cities in the country to declare a climate emergency. And now, because of what's happened in the subsequent 3 years, many cities across the country are saying, we're also going to have a climate emergency in our place.
And we know from this what happened this year, right? It happened in 2020. We had more than 100 plus degree weather in Arizona.
And look what happened this summer.
This year is
this
a perfect,
one just broke
tangible.
Through every imaginable
record. It was
record.
The hottest year in the world on record.
Yeah.
And so
the hottest year ever here in Tucson, I'll tell you.
The hottest month ever recorded in the world was July.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in three short years, two things have happened. People have seen how fast and furious climate change is affecting our everyday life.
Happening much faster than many had thought.
Fast and furiously, the city of Tucson, mayor and council have pushed on initiatives that will make a difference in the lives of Tucsonans. And so from water security to being able to afford energy bills to protecting kids and seniors and outdoor workers and unhoused and vulnerable populations, we are seeing the effects and the impacts of extreme heat. And we cannot have economic development and an economically prosperous city without having a plan to become a much more resilient city.
Yeah, because who is going to want to move to Tucson, Arizona?
125 degree weather, no one.
Arizona will, without some kind of an action plan, people are going to say, well, that's a little too warm for
me. Well, and Bill, it's not just a plan. Tucson Resilient Together is in its implementation phase, and we have dedicated more than $80 million to climate adaptation and resiliency. And on the third anniversary of us declaring a private climate emergency, we hired our first ever climate resilience officer.
Really?
In the city of Tucson. So we've done many,
many
firsts.
Is that person now on board then?
That person is now on board. Our first heat resilience or climate resilience officer, chief resilience officer in the city of Tucson. And we're really happy to announce that we're in the implementation phase of our climate action plan, of our Tucson Resilient Together. And we are leading, not just in Arizona or the Southwest, we're leading in the country as a city that is really taking bold steps towards climate and heat mitigation. And heat is one of the deadliest hazards, climate-related hazards out there.
It's the number one killer.
Yeah. It's the silent killer.
Yep.
And in the past, just this year alone, we saw more than 147 people in Arizona dying because of heat-related illnesses. Here in Pima County, just 64. And I'm really happy that we now have a governor, Governor Katie Hobbs, that really acknowledges that climate change is happening and that heat is an emergency. So she declared a heat emergency in the state of Arizona, which includes the creation of a present-setting workplace safety program to address heat, and that is the area where I'd like to focus on. $80 million just in investment, both through thanks to the federal government, through the American Rescue Plan, now the Inflation Reduction Act passed, pushed by President Biden and passed by our congressional delegation. So we have a lot of federal funds that we have applied for and have brought to Tucson, Arizona to help us mitigate the effects of climate change.
All right, we'll talk more about this. Let's take a break right now. More with Mayor Regina Romero on the Buckmaster Show. We'll take a break, then we'll be back with Madam Mayor right after this.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastropub, serving an ever-changing menu of craft beer and fine fare. Savor the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at West Lambert Lane and North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies. On the web at noblehops.com.
International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We are also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax. The RTA tax is collected throughout Pima County and averages about $100 million in revenue each month. The RTA is the largest annual funder of regional transportation projects in the region. The RTA tax funds priority projects that were approved by voters in 2006. See details in the latest RTA annual report at rtamobility.com.
Family-owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
You're listening to Bill Buckmaster. The Ramsey Show is coming up at 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion is presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. New Mexico, land of enchantment. So pretty this time of year, especially now after this really nice rain that we've had. That means the Gila National Wilderness is going to look so green, perfect for doing some outdoor activities, hiking. Then how about the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument just north of Silver City? Silver City really is really known for being a city that really takes the environment very seriously. Check it out. 3-hour drive approximately east of Tucson. Their website is southwestnewmexico.org for your planning purposes. Tempt you on some great things to do, great places to stay, and they've got some great places to eat as well over in Silver City. We continue now our conversation with the mayor. Madam Mayor is with us, Rahina Romero. We were talking about climate and the climate action plan that is now into full implementation. I do want to switch gears here, Mayor, talk a little bit about roads. Proposition 411, the voters of the city of Tucson passed that enthusiastically. And so now, if folks are wondering, well, I heard all about this, every street was going to get attention, it's starting.
Yes. We actually have started a couple of projects with Proposition 411 already. The independent commission that makes sure that all of these funds, $600 million that is going to be invested in residential road repair in the next 10 years, is being spent the correct way. They are deciding which projects are the most needed right now.
They get pushed to the top of the list.
Pushed to the top of the list, and it is an independent commission. None of the ward members or myself
can show favoritism toward.
Exactly.
So no ward will get special attention.
We're investing in every ward this first year. And so we're kicking it off with a celebration and
that's Thursday, Harold Bell Wright Park. That will be at 4:30 in the afternoon.
And people really, wherever I go, this is something that I've heard when I was a council member, when I was running for mayor, and now as mayor, people want to see their roads fixed.
They tell you fix the roads,
everywhere.
I'm
shopping, and
yeah.
People are
when
like,
are
we
going to fix
you,
the roads?
But we need our roads repaired.
Yeah.
So we are fast and furiously moving to invest in each and every ward and residential roads. And right now we're going to take advantage of the cool times so that we can go in every ward and do repair in the neighborhood. So $600 million for road repair, thanks to the voters of the city of Tucson. It's coming. It couldn't come fast enough. And then of that Proposition 411, $150 million for infrastructure improvements for pedestrians and cyclists. We were killing way too many people in our
roads.
Very
dangerous.
Very, very dangerous. So we're becoming a city where we're going to focus on making it easier to travel on bike and on your foot and on transit, as well as your vehicle. So complete streets is an issue that I championed in the city of Tucson, and we passed to change the infrastructure focus on sharing the road with transit, pedestrians, and cyclists. $150 million invested in the next 10 years. We had never seen that type of funds directed towards our roads and our infrastructure for bicyclists and pedestrians.
Now, the RTA Next program, they have put out now a timetable, and I believe they are shooting for putting that on the ballot in May of 2025. So the clock is really running on this. Some of your thoughts about RTA Next at this particular stage, Mayor?
I was one of the members on the RTA board that voted for this direction. There had been a previous thought that we would have an election for RTA Next in November of 24. No. We didn't feel we are ready for that. I believe in regional cooperation. I really want the RTA Next to work and really bringing to both my council and the RTA board the priorities that are important for Tucsonans. And, you know, with my colleagues on the RTA board, we've had conversations. What's good for Tucson might not be what Marana wants. And that's okay. If we can have a package that we all get
common ground,
some consensus, and common ground, and find a way forward, I think that it will be very successful.
Appealing to all jurisdictions.
It has to. It has to.
Yeah, and putting it on the November 24 ballot would have been a disaster.
And so
it would have been completely lost in the other elections.
Right.
Something like that has to be a kind of a standalone.
And we really do have to come to consensus. And when the RTA board is voting unanimously on a plan to move forward our transit and transportation infrastructure, when we come together and we have a unanimous votes and we show the community, okay, this is the plan that everybody wins, mm-hmm. I think that's the day when we're going to be able to pass an RTA Next plan.
But everybody's got to be on the same page.
We have to.
I mean, we know this community. We know this region. People have to feel like what's in it for me.
That's right. And Tucsonans already have told us, mayor and council, what they want in transit and transportation. We want complete streets. We want to make sure, instead of widening, we want to make sure that we're investing and modernizing the infrastructure that we have. We have to make sure that we have good bridges and good connections and transit-oriented development in our city. So Tucsonans have told us what they want, and I, as mayor and representative of the mayor and council on the RTA board, am looking for that consensus building and a plan that we can all be happy with and move forward with.
Tomorrow we'll have our quarterly report about the CAP. And I'll tell you, when it comes to water, Tucson, it's a bad situation, of course, overall with the Colorado River, but it's a little brighter in our city.
Yes.
Because folks before you and other councils.
I was going to say, Bill, I can't take credit for it.
Because this goes back several generations. Yeah, decades.
Decades.
Yeah.
More than 30 years.
You know, banking water out in Avra Valley.
And Tucsonans have an incredible conservation ethic because we, the City of Tucson Water Department, have invested in education and making sure that we're educating our community of how valuable every drop of water is. Right now, as a matter of fact, we're working on our Water 2100 plan, and the concept is that every single drop of water, whether it's recycled water or storm water or rainwater or Colorado River water, every single drop matters, and we're in a place where we can thrive but not waste.
Mm-hmm.
And so because for the last three decades, previous mayor and council and the community have done so much to bank our resources, we're in a place where we have water security into the immediate future. And that's a good place to be, especially with we're in a place, Bill, that we are returning Colorado River water to Lake Mead for the benefit of Lake Mead. And in the process,
not many communities are doing that.
No, and actually communities around Arizona are coming to Tucson paying us their water, paying us to store their water, which is good.
All right, Mayor Rahina Romero, good to see you. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Bill. Wonderful to see you.
All the best to you. All right, that'll do it for the Buckmaster Show on behalf of the mayor. Bill Buckmaster with you, John on the other side of the glass. We all wish everyone well and have a great afternoon.